السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله Today we will continue بإذن الله في أسماء الله الحسنى. And the ism of today, the names of Allah, names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah, العدل, العدل. And the name العدل is when we think about it and we try to translate it to English. And the obvious translation is the just. But the word just in English does not quite give the meaning of al-adl. It has, of course, a part of the meaning. But al-adl, if you think of al-adl as the balance, okay. Adl has to do with balance. Justice has to do with balance. Has to do with not going to one extreme or another. It has to do with being in the middle of or being just, right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I'm just saying that in English, so when I say the word al-adl, as I'm talking, so we have an understanding of it. It's not just, but it is balance, and it is not to any extreme, and just in the middle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl fi khalqihi, in his creation, and he is adl fi amrihi, in his command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl fi a'malihi, in his what he does. So inshallah we'll stop at this point of Allah al-adl in his creation. And the word al-adl now has a different meaning in our mind now. And he is al-adl in his commands, and he is an adl in what happens to us around us. It is adl by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will stop at how we are in this name, meaning as we used to thinking about ourselves in the names of Allah or within the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adl fi khalqihi. He is adl in his creation. So we look at the creation, and this is how we see this name is around us, magnified around us. Within us, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just with our vision. It is just balance. Our vision is balance. Imagine that you could see more than what you can now see. You could see now things that you cannot see, certain things that are very small, very fine. Imagine if you can see things that are small and fine. Life will be miserable. Now, I guarantee you're not going to drink anything. You know, if you can see everything, if you can see too much details, okay, you'll see things that will not make you function in life. You'll not be able to function in life. I mean, you know, the first time I've seen a long time ago what a dust might look like a monster. A dust mite, it looks like a monster. It's so so, you know, disgusting is the word, yes. Okay. Now your pillow is full of it. Okay. So the vision is just balance, is adl. Allah adl in his gift of vision to us. So things that are, you know, we see certain things and we're not able to see other things, and it's just enough to function in our life in a way that is comfortable. Hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl in the hearing that He's given us. So we hear what we need to hear. We hear each other. We hear that which is loud, but it's kind of close to us. So in case anything that would harm us around, we know that it is, we can notice it without looking at it. We know it is here. Imagine if you hear things that are far away. Okay, very far away. You will not be able to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His adl with us, give us enough hearing so we can function in this life and be safe in our actions and our movements. Okay? Imagine that the waves that we hear is different than the wave that we hear now. Can you imagine, you know, there are animals and birds and beings that can hear many more things that we can than we can hear. Allah is adl with it in their hearing, because in their function it needs that hearing, and it needs a special sight as well, special vision, because it will survive with that particular kind of hearing and vision. So Allah, from His bounty, see, this is get us close to Allah, thinking about, you know, what Allah has given us in the way of adl. Allah adl in His creation, in the arm that Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the elbow exactly in the right place and put the wrist in exactly in the right place. So when we eat, we can eat very comfortably without thinking. Without thinking. You know, you move in your elbow, you move in your wrist, and your wrist is you can move it around, you know, and you can, the thumb is exactly the right place. And you've seen the monkey's hand? The monkey cannot reach all the fingers with the thumb. Yeah, cannot even face it. I did not know that. Cannot even face it. Okay. So awkward, and it is using, or it's enough, or it's good for what it was created for. Okay. So Allah is adl in the creation that He's given us. Now this is a door that could never be, you know, we can talk about it all day and all night. Okay, you can reflect about it all the time, and it has no end. Everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you have knowledge of, you can implement this thought to it. Now, the sustenance that we get, Allah adl in the sustenance that He provides for us. Example, things that are so common with us. Right now we are out of touch with nature, right? You know, you especially with the young ones, you know, you tell them, you know, I was helping, you know, teaching a child to slaughter a bird, okay? And they were like, you know, it was like something that never, you know, never thought that you could see, you know, this act of terror, you know? And you know, they thought that the birds, you get it from, you know, the supermarket, it is there, and you get it from there, and that's it. Okay, but now imagine a chicken, okay, that providing something for us that we eat all the time. It is so delicious, so nutritious, and so forth, an egg. Okay? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have, you know, put it in the chicken, you know, the ability to give all the eggs twice a year, for example, you know, it's going to be a major problem for us. Okay? Or a big amount in one day or once a week. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a chicken that gives you an egg a day. Okay? Have you ever thought about that? The measure that, you know, you have so many chickens, okay, now you have breakfast, fresh breakfast every day. You don't have to worry about, you know, keeping the eggs and so forth. So Allah is adl with that which is very inexpensive, okay, and very readily available for you all the time. Life is easier than we think of how it is today, the way we, you know, you're not allowed even to raise anything in your backyard, and you seem like you are an owner of a house. You know what? You know, that's a whole different issue. Now, the milk that we get from the cow, what is it that we give to the cow to get all this milk? Okay? Have you ever thought about if what you give to the cow is so expensive, how much, you know, you're going to spend just to get a little bit of milk or a lot of milk? The life is not going to be easy. Now, here is a cow that you can actually leave it to eat from the pasture, and you will receive the milk from it. Okay, that balance of what is happening around you to produce that which you are in need of. Allah is adl in this. But of course, when mankind gets involved in this, okay, then the balance start be unjust. Also in this, we can keep talking about this. Okay, keep reflecting about this all around us in everything that we eat and all sustenance that we have. Now, in al-kawn, in the universe around us, Allah is adl in His creation to the universe. So Allah created the days and the night in such a way that is adl, that is balanced. So the day has certain hours to it, and the night has certain hours to it. And you sleep enough hours at night that gives you enough energy to be functioning good in the hours of the day. And everyone is doing the same thing, almost. The majority of people doing the same thing. So to function with one another, to have businesses and so forth, have you ever thought about that? That is perfect system, where you know now everybody's sleeping. And then in the daytime, everybody goes to their work, to their businesses. And now the dealing with one another goes on with certain hours. Okay? And then you get your need, you do your work, and then the night arrives again. Okay? Imagine if the day is longer, over its all day. Now, how are we going to interact with one another? You know, we have to have an agreement, okay? Okay, everybody, we need to sleep from this time to that time to be able to function. Imagine it's all day, okay? Now you need to contact people and deal with people. You have to know when they sleep, and because they have to sleep during that time, but they have a choice now, okay? They have a choice to sleep any part of the time, any time. There is no cut off. It is continuous. The life will be miserable. We need a whole different system to be able to function with one another. Yeah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to know, you know, if it is that when is day and night in some other part of the world, so we know when to get in touch with them and so forth and so on. Just doing that, it becomes, you have to make a special effort. If you're connecting with people during daytime here, it's night there. You have to wait until night here, and you make a special effort to contact them. Now imagine the whole life is like that, to have a special effort every time you deal with someone. So al-kawn around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it with adl, with justice, with a perfect measure. So we can function in it without even thinking about it. How the balance is, and adl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth move around its axis. And adl in the power of the gravity that Allah made in the earth. So imagine now you are moving in earth without even, not just moving, you're standing. Imagine standing up. If there is a balance that is different, or a power that is a little bit off with the gravity of the earth, okay, that is a little bit stronger, or the earth moves a little bit slower, you'll be dragged to the ground more. You'll be pulled to the ground more. Imagine yourself wanting to stand for a while. Okay? Standing will take a lot of effort, a lot of push and a lot of muscles to be able to stand, because your body is being dragged to the ground more. Imagine that. Okay? Just a function that we take it for granted, just standing. Okay? Here's, or sitting right now. Your back straight and you're feeling comfortable. There is no pressure on you. Any change in that balance, then the life will become very difficult. So again, looking at this, now we looked at the creation, our creation, and then we looked at the sustenance that we get, we looked at the universe around us. This has no end, okay? Reflecting on the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us with his attribute al-adl. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adl fi amrihi, he is just in his command. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a command to pray five times a day. That is adl. And that is, it's not even adl, it's more than that. It is fadl from Allah. It used to be 50, and then Allah reduced it to 5. Okay? But the reward is a reward for 50 prayers. So Allah give us that command of prayer, the adl command of prayer, so we can pray in such times and such ways that is very harmonious with our system, with our ways, with the days and with the nights. And Allah slightly made it a little bit of difficult in certain times of the year and certain times of the day. And Allah reward us more in these times, okay? And put a special gifts at these times. So he gave us incentive to follow the commands. Imagine if you have to fast more than the month of Ramadan. Fasting the month of Ramadan is adl, from Allah al-adl. It is just balance for us to get all the benefit that we get, okay, for only 1 month of fasting. Imagine that the benefit that we get from fasting is, you cannot get it from 1 month. It has to be more than that. So Allah balanced that. That you as a human being, the benefit from fasting in this life, you can get it from only 1 month. The benefit from prayer, you get it in 5 prayers, on only 5 prayers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, can you imagine you living next to a river and bathing in it 5 times a day? Would you have any dirt on you? No, ya Rasulullah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and that is prayer. The 5 prayers does not leave any sins on you. All the sins go away. That is adl. You do the 5, and the 5 does the function for you, and you are clear of all the sins from that. That is adl. The zakah of adl of zakah, the 2.5% that we have to pay. And it is adl. So if you have, you know, $1 million, how much are you going to give? No. 1 million. 25,000. At that time, you say, I'm going to give $25,000 away. Okay? You know? But it is adl. It is adl. Yes, it is easy to pay, you know, $2,500. You know? And even $25. and so forth, right? But as it grows, that is adl. That is, and you know it is adl. You know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. $400,000 income tax. Subhanallah. And if you don't pay tax, if you just do the zakah, that's, you know, the barakah is in the zakah. Yeah, subhanallah. Yeah. I wonder, maybe you can do this, inshallah. You know, think about it. If all, you know, average person, you know, and so forth. If the zakah is, now the zakah is so much, the tax is so much, okay, but it is, you know, varies between, you know, the people. If you just think about zakah and calculate the zakah, see which is more. I know it should be balanced, meaning those who are not paying so much now in taxes, they will pay so much in zakah. And now those who are paying so much in taxes, smaller income, they will pay less zakah, right? Or less taxes if it's in the zakah. That's a whole, yeah.
And just the tax is one-time shot. As a system, the zakah, if you have $1 million, you have to pay $25,000 each year. Mm-hmm. Once a year, each year. But the income tax, you have to pay it once a lifetime.
No? Once a year? Oh, once you receive it, you know, the income as he has an income is coming. Right. MashaAllah. Isn't this so just? SubhanAllah.
Yes.
Right. Every year. Yes.
Right. The average job, maybe people were making 100,000, more than people were making, 50,000 more than making 100,000.
SubhanAllah.
Yes. You have more money than this.
Yes. Yeah. So, Allah, Al-Adl in His command. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adl in His hukm, in His destiny, in His qadr, is adl. In judgment, is adl. Okay? And in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? I was listening to a sheikh. He was giving that example that he experienced that. Two examples. He said, at one time, a man came to him, said, "Sheikh, in the street, two people were fighting, and a man held a gun to shoot the other, and a man was sitting there in his shop. So he heard the noise. He looked out to look at what's going on, and the bullet missed everyone and just came to him. And he's paralyzed right now. He's paralyzed." And this man, everybody knows, he's been having this shop for so long. He's a very good man and so forth. What is the adl in here? Okay. So the sheikh said, you are giving me a moment in time. And this moment in time, you're asking for adl in it. But you don't ask about the moment in time, you ask about a lifetime. And then you can ask about that question. Okay? So you don't know this man. You don't know the circumstances that this was in it. And he said, subhanAllah, 20 days later, a man from the same neighborhood, that was in Syria, by the way, a man from the same neighborhood came to the sheikh and he said, you know, we had a case that of orphans that their uncle was the one who's taking care of their money. They were wali. And he was paying for them as they need and so forth to care of them. And at the end, it was like 20,000, you know, amount of what is the lira, 20,000 liras due for them. And he held it back and he would not give it to them. And they asked Sheikh so-and-so to make a judgment. And they came and he tried to talk with him. And he said, no, I'm not going to pay it. So the sheikh said to the kids, told them, just don't bother, you know, take him to court and do all of this. You know, Allah, ask Allah, and Allah will be just. And he told him, and this man, he was in his shop. He looked out because there were some problems outside, and a bullet came to him, and he became paralyzed.
Same man.
Okay. He said, you know, the two stories within 20 days. Within 20 days from two different people from the same neighborhood. Okay. Saying he was traveling and in a rented, you know, taxi, and he's traveling, and a car came close, and the taxi driver, the cab driver, hit the car and damaged it so much. And so he came out of the car. His car was not damaged as much, but he did a lot of damage to the other one. Came out and went to the other side to the man that he hit his car. And the man simply said, oh, alhamdulillah, you know, qadar Allah, ma sha'a fa'al, lataf Allah. Just go ahead. And so the sheikh said, see, I was surprised how easy that was. You know, I thought it was a big problem that would occur and so forth. And these countries, insurance and stuff, it's not, you know, something that you know. Okay. The insurance, okay? So what happened? He said that the driver of the cab came to the cab, and he got in and started driving, and the tears came on his face. So the sheikh asked him, he said, what happened? Why are you crying? He said, sheikh, a few months ago, I was driving and a man came and hit my car and damaged it so bad. I came out ready to do something. And I looked at the man, he was a very righteous man, and he had women there with hijab and niqab and probably, you know, going somewhere. And I felt very bad, you know. I said, alhamdulillah, Allah, you know, take care of this. And he said, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of me. You know, same thing happened to him. Same thing happened to him. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl. Okay? And now we can reflect on ourselves. Okay? As we reflect on the creation of Allah and the commands of Allah, we reflect on what's happening to us. Okay? And what happened to us. And we see that which we are paying back. Okay? It is always adl. Always had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us about certain things that would happen to people, and the reward of it is great in the hereafter. Okay? So it is now you can take it even in more than adl. It is, you know, here is Allah, from because He loves His servant, gives him you know, more problems than others. Okay? It's not just to be just, you know, and be adl with him, but it is to give him more so he become patient, so he can be rewarded more in the hereafter. So Rasulullah sallam said, man akhadha Allah habibatahu wa sabar falahu jannah. He who that Allah will take his beloved ones, meaning become blind, the two eyes, his beloved ones means the two eyes, and become patient, he has paradise. So that here is patience, okay? So Allah is adl. So we cannot We cannot complain about what's happening to us, because it's either happening to us because of something that we have done, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being just with us, or it's happening to us because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us more in the hereafter, and that is becomes a benefit that Allah has given us, not a penalty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us through. So Allah deal with us, deals with us with His adl and with His fadl as well. Okay. And you know, when we do a good deed, or when we do what we have to do, we do not enter hellfire, and that is adl. Right? You pray on time, so therefore you're not going to be punished. Going to Jannah is a different story. It's a different issue. Okay? You know, so if you're not punished, that is adl enough. It's just enough. Now Allah gives you His bounty and enter you into Jannah. Why we think this way? Because you're not going to be able to give what Allah deserves anyway. Okay? So you do not, you know, we cannot be adl with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine you try to be adl with Allah. Okay? You are incapable of doing that. There is no way. You'll be paying for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Okay? That's why when the companions got scared when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Oh, ye who believe, have taqwa toward Allah the way He should have taqwa, the way He deserves. They came scared. Ya Rasulullah, we are all in hellfire now, because we will not be able to achieve that. And that is their understanding. See, they understood the attributes of Allah. They understood, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them, you know, so much. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Have taqwa toward Allah as much as you can, as much as you are capable of. Now, the last point, the point of us having adl as well. Because remember, we have the attributes of Allah. How do we work with that? We work with it of not reaching any extreme. In any matter that we do, there are two extremes, and there is a middle. That middle is adl. Okay. So, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that's how we made you a middle nation. So we are a middle nation. A middle nation meaning that we are adl in everything that we do, just and balanced in everything that we do. It is difficult to do balance when it is a matter of shahawat, a matter of desires. But the balance has to be there. And not to go to an extreme when you're trying to do the balance and thinking that the extreme is good. Okay? Like, you know, the woman that came to Umar radiallahu anhu, and she said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, my husband is sawamun qawwam. He fasts all the time and stand up, pray all the time. He said, Barakallahu laki fi zawjik. Allah would give barakah to your husband. She said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, my husband is sawamun qawwam. So a man next to him, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, she's complaining. She's complaining. Her husband does not touch her. Okay? He's fasting all day and standing up praying all night. That is not being adl. Even though you are doing so good in the way of Allah, but that is not being adl. Okay? So the judgment is to give what you cover the need for your wife and not, you know, do this in a way of extreme. Okay? Because there are duties to be given to others. Dealing with our children, we can give so much, we can hold so much, we can discipline so much, and we can spoil so much. How to be adl in this? Okay? This is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thinking about this balance, thinking always about two extremes that are always there in anything that we do. Okay? And again, you know, here is one of the companions, Rasulullah ﷺ knew that he was fasting so much and reading the Quran so much. Rasulullah ﷺ called him to bargain with him to do less. Now imagine Rasulullah ﷺ is bargaining with someone to do less. Okay. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam keep telling him less, and he comes down, but not to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes a little bit higher, and he would not meet Rasulullah in his judgment. Not judgment, in his suggestion to him, you know. And finally, you know, he met in the middle somewhere. But as he got older, what did he say? He said, I wish I listened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because what he'd done, okay, it affected him in his old age. Now he cannot do much of what he used to do, and he do less than those who are in his age doing. Okay, so now here is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us, and this is the adl that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us. Remember those who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that, you know. One of them said, I'm not going to marry women. I'm going to, you know, and the other one said, I'm going to be waking up every night, pray. The other one says, I'm going to fast, not break the fast. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up, you know, and made a khutbah and talked. He said, Mali, how do I hear about, or I hear about qawm, about people who do one, two, three, and mention what they're doing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, And what was their sense of doing that? Their sense, it's something like it could make sense. They're saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing these deeds, and we're going to have to do more, because Rasulullah, he's a sinless person. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. Yeah, he's a guaranteed Jannah, and he does not make any mistakes. But because we're not guaranteed Jannah, because we make mistakes, we got to do more. You know, makes sense, right? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got upset and told them that I marry women, I fast and I break the fast, I stand up at night and I sleep at night. Okay, and this is my way. And he who is not following my way is not from us. So now we look at it as what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing was the adl, was the balance, okay, was perfect. And that is, you take this, you do not do less, and you do not do more. Okay, meaning you do not put a burden in yourself doing more, okay, as a must on you, with the sense is that you will not, that this is better than for you than what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing. No. So every once in a while you could do more of this and more of that, yes. But to think that what Rasulullah ﷺ gave us is not enough for us, this is a total unacceptable thinking, total unacceptable belief. So, and also sometimes we don't understand, you know, this gift that Rasulullah ﷺ given us, and the gift that Allah has given us. We don't quite understand the benefit of it, but we know it has a benefit. We know if it is done in this way, without reaching ifrat or tafrit. Ifrat or tafrit, it is the way and the most balanced way. Ifrat is doing too much, tafrit is not to do enough. And the balance is to be wasat. So we go in our lives with the matters that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us, it will be, our life will be balanced in the application of the sunnah of what Rasulullah give us in this life. But also there are, you know, issues that it is, you know, the sunnah is not, you know, quite clear in it, and meaning that in mubahat, that something is mubah, that's for you to do. It is not halal, it is not haram, it's not wajib, it's not a must, and it's not haram. It is not makruh, it's not mustahab, it's not disliked, it's not recommended. It is right there in between. Also, that we need to achieve balance in it. Okay? So, remember when we talked about la'ib and lahu? Lahu, actions that are designed in a certain way and it has goals, a specific goal, but is not designed by the most wise and the most knowledgeable. Okay? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So one can fall into this, fall into imbalance, fall into unjust way of doing things, fall into being away from the path of Allah. By now we make the judgment of what is too much of this and what is so little of this. What is to do this activity because it is clear that you need it for your physical well-being. You do more than that, you're going to harm your physical well-being, or you'll be in a lahu, just doing things that has no benefit whatsoever. Okay, and on and on and on. Again, to summarize all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl. In His creation, everything that He created, and we can reflect on that within us and within the universe and within everything. And the sustenance for us, Allah gave us in adl. So everything is such, has such balance in the way that Allah created it to benefit us, maximize the benefit that's coming to us with the least of expenses. And between, you know, what you spend and what you get, it is so much balance for your sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adl in His command, we cannot look at any commands of Allah with any other measure except it is adl and it is balanced. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adl in His hukm and His destiny and His qadr on us. What's the word that you told me? Judgment. In His judgment of what happened to us. Okay? So we do not look at something and we're surprised why it's happening to us. No. If you don't understand it now, you will. If you don't understand why you're alive, you will in the hereafter. But you know it is from Allah al-Adl. And the Adl is with us as a human being, as believers. We take what Allah has given us, especially the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we take it, we know it is balance. It is what we need and what makes us in such a good condition in this life constantly. The constance of balance is achieved by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we deal in any deals in our life, now we know that we should not go to ifrat, doing too much, or tafriat, not doing enough, but to do just the adl, which is maximize the benefit and minimize the harm. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. These, inshallah, if you would like to make any comments, that microphone is here somewhere, inshallah. We missed your comments last time, Sheikh Lai.
My father.
Sheikh Lai is not feeling well, and he needs to go home and get some sleep. I know you're not feeling well, yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One time I was listening to Sheikh Sha'rawi talking about this subject, justice. Mm-hmm. So the question or the point was like, what is justice between a very rich man, you know, comfortable life, blah, 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 cars, money, and another one poor, he's working 24 hours to just feed his kids. You know, so he explained it, I mean, amazing, that if you put all the moments, like you said, you collect all the moments for this poor guy, the laugh, the smile, the happiness, you know, sitting between his kids, you know, the health Allah give him, the mm-hmm. sleeping at night because he's tired and full sleep, you know, he did not wake up anxious about his money or stock market or stuff. Mm-hmm. If you measure everything, in the end, you will find that
the total
Allah
is the same.
Total. If you put numbers in it.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find absolute just that this guy exactly equal with that guy who is, you know, rich and fighting and did not have taste for the food because he's eating so much food and have diabetes and, you know, very fat and does not sleep at night and have kids who are spoiled and having accident with his cars and stuff like that, you know. So subhanAllah, yeah, Allah just in everything, subhanAllah.
I know it looks like there's so much in this country, like people are, most of the time you see on television how to lose weight, so much obesity and so much food. And you look in Africa and other countries, people are dying of hunger. And you think, what is the other behind it? And I mean, the long run, maybe it's Allah Ta'ala's wisdom in there. Other thing, you talk about nature beautifully, like, you know, when the man doesn't disturb the nature, so much other than it. Like recently I was seeing in Egypt they built a dam, and they were saying that because the dam built in this different part of the world, there a lot of mosquitoes are developing which are spreading diseases. Like this,
The Nile, when it flew, it would used to clean everything. Right. Clean everything, you know, in its way.
Yeah.
And you know, subhanAllah, the I'm fortunate enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to witness the flow of the Nile. I was a young boy. It was before that the high dam was finished, was done. And you see the nature, the creation of Allah that comes with the Nile, so much. Things that happen that does not happen any time of the year.
Right.
Once the Nile starts flowing, you know. Birds I've never seen before comes around. Fish that you never have seen before comes around. You know, and especially when it goes right into the Mediterranean there. You know, I remember as a little kid, we go to right where the Nile meets the Mediterranean. And people, fishermen, standing with net, you know, the net that they put around their shoulder, and then they just throw it in the water, and then it has weights, it goes down, so whatever is it goes over, as they bring it up, it gets hooked in there, and comes up. You go with the smallest coin, okay, and you say, you know, you give it to him and throw it, and whatever comes is yours, okay? And you go with fish, you know, actually you get a lot, you know, when the Nile is flowing. It is, so that is, now imagine that the one who is fishing, he got enough for his family and so forth, right? So now he's making a living by throwing the net for other people to make some money. Imagine the bounty is so much. Imagine that. Okay, he's got his sustenance done and more. Okay, now he's getting, you know, subhanAllah. But right now, as you said, is, and the fertile land, it's just so destroyed now because, you know, the Nile used to bring with all, you know, the mud with it.
Like this last 60, 70 years, the nature has changed completely. Now they're realizing it now, the greenhouse effect and all that. And if they don't act now, they say, I mean, the way the glaciers are melting and these tsunamis and all that. So they're realizing that. Don't mess up with the nature, with the last one.
But of course now the high dam is having its benefit now with the water, meaning water is the lack of water now is so much that it has its benefit now.
Right.
But to have some kind of a balance, you know, that's what it is. Have kind of balance. Matter of fact, 2 years ago or a year ago, the water level behind the high dam reached a peak. Like the dam cannot hold anymore. It's designed for that much. It should not go any further than that. So they had to open the gates to let some water out. They had to. Okay? So now all of a sudden there is water rushing with speed that has not rushed for years and years. Okay? Now people have been calling us from there and telling us, we've seen this bird, we've seen this fish, things started coming back. Okay, subhanAllah, in just, you know, one summer. And the taste, they say, you know, the food is tastes better now with the fish, with this, with that, you know, subhanAllah. Remember, we in the Nile, we'd meet the Mediterranean, all the dolphins would go right into the Nile. Numbers so much because feeding on all the stuff that was coming up, subhanAllah. Yeah.
I remember seeing
something. You remember it?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. You're an old man too?
Yeah, old man, yes. Very old.
Alhamdulillah.
The scary point that
we want to hear
the scary point here. No.
We wanna record everything here, inshallah.
Record. No, you just mentioned it that if Allah will deal with us with justice, we are done. Yeah, and alhamdulillah that Allah will not deal us with us in justice in the day of judgment. I mean, the bad deeds and the good deeds, it's not gonna be accounted for. You know, al-hasana bi 'ashrat amthalha, 10 times, and Allah will not tell us, okay, you done this, then. You have nothing to, what do you want from me? You are done, right? You are not going to go to heaven, but just for good deeds, you know, because there is nothing, we don't owe, Allah doesn't owe us anything. Yani. So alhamdulillah is bound to, you know, take us to a better place and Jannah, inshallah. That's from the mercy of Allah, alhamdulillah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيراً